My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
Hello, kiddies. This is Alice Cooper, and you're listening to Dangerous Dave on My Generation. And you better be listening because I know where you live.
This is My Generation with me, Dangerous Dave. Now, he's had a career spanning 5 decades, and he's never stopped touring. He is the master of shock rock. Old Black Eyes is back in February 2020. Alice Cooper, welcome to My Generation. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. So who came up with the idea of the name of the tour, Old Black Eyes is Back? Was that your idea?
Well, you know, it was a takeoff on the Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes is Back. he did that tour for a long time, and it was sort of like a very common kind of thing, Old Blue Eyes is Back. And we just said, well, let's just twist it a little bit and make it Old Black Eyes is Back. But it's a brand new show.
Yeah.
It's an entirely new show with a band. I don't think Australia has seen this band. I've got a female guitar player named Hurricane Nita Strauss, who just won Best Female Guitarist in the World.
Oh, wow.
She looks like a Victoria's Secret model, and she plays like Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, no kidding. That's amazing.
And then our drummer was just voted Best Drummer in Rock and Roll, Glenn Sobel. So, I mean, this band I'm bringing over is a unbelievable band, and we do all the hits, but it's a brand new production, and I think the Australian audience will love this production.
So what sort of thoughts go into making up a new show? Do you, because you know the songs that work obviously for the fans, and you'll maybe throw some deep cuts in there. How much thought and preparation goes into a new tour?
Well, you know, for one thing, you do have to do all the hits.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the really important thing. I remember back 20 years ago when I was talking to David Bowie, and he said, I'm going to do a show, and I'm not going to do any of the hits.
Mm.
And I kind of thought to myself, that's like suicide.
Mm, yeah.
People are there to hear the hits, of course, you know, so we're doing all the hits.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, we're doing the deep cuts. And of course, you know, there is the theatrics. I mean, the stage show looks like if you went to the carnival and there's that one ride that's sort of the spooky castle
yes.
ride that you go through, that's what the show is. And anything can happen at this castle, the Alice Cooper's, you know, Nightmare Castle.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Alice Cooper is bringing his new show, Old Black Eyes is Back, to Australia in February 2020. Now, you can check out all the tour details at the My Generation Facebook page. So, Alice, you grew up on a diet, I'd imagine, of the Beatles and the Stones.
I was 15 years old when the Beatles came out.
Yeah, right.
And then I saw the Stones, and then I saw the Kinks, and then I saw the Yardbirds, and then I saw the Who. And in my teenage brain, I went, I want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, when my parents saw the Rolling Stones, they immediately, you know, they kind of like flinched a little bit going, well, those guys aren't the Beatles. They kind of look really street rough. And,
yeah.
And in my mind, I was going, I'm going to make the Stones look like choir boys.
Rock icon Alice Cooper is our special guest co-host. Now, Alice, Australian bands, was that on your radar growing up, or was it more the British Invasion that caught
yeah.
your attention?
Well, you know, the Bee Gees were great. I mean, Saturday Night Fever is the Sgt. Pepper of its time.
Yeah.
Because there's not one bad song on that album. Even people that hated disco loved that album. The bands like Jet, I love the band Jet.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that band Jet was like one of the great bands. AC/DC opened for us when they first started.
No kidding.
And as soon as I saw them, I looked around and I said, these guys are going to be huge.
Yeah.
You know, there weren't as many Australian bands, but the ones that came out were really great.
You got Dangerous Dave here, thrilled to be joined by rock icon Alice Cooper, who is coming back to Oz in 2020 with his Old Black Eyes is Back tour revamped and ready for a new outlandish stage show. Did you realise starting out, Alice, that rock had a lot of heroes but not many villains?
Absolutely. I saw a lot of Peter Pans and no Captain Hook.
Yeah.
And right. I said, I will gladly, as long as you can make the music hit records and music that people love, I think that if you don't have that, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
So we spent 90% of our time on the music. And then once we got the music, then we could sit there and say, okay, now how are we going to decorate this? How are we going to make this come to life for Alice Cooper? And that's when the fun part comes in. That's when you start designing the stage, designing what's going to happen with Alice. making Alice the focal point of, you know, how is there going to guillotine him at the end? Are they going to hang him? Are they going to do what? You know, so the audience is involved in the entire show.
How much fun is it to be Alice Cooper?
It is so much fun to play the character.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it must be fun to play James Bond. Yeah. It must be fun to play, you know, certain characters, you know, like the Avengers, you know. Playing Alice Cooper is just like that.
Mm.
He's a fictitious character, except that he's this arrogant, condescending villain.
Mm.
And by him being that over the top, it makes him sort of funny.
The godfather of shock rock, Alice Cooper, is our special guest co-host. He's been on the road for 5 decades. Plus, he's a part of the supergroup, the Hollywood Vampires, with Johnny Depp and Joe Perry. So Hollywood Vampire started off as a drinking club at the Rainbow, yeah?
Yeah, it was like, it just seemed like every single night we all showed up at the same club, and pretty soon it became a tradition. It was Harry Nilsson, John Lennon, Keith Moon, myself, Bernie Taupin, Mickey Dolenz.
Oh, my God.
And whoever else was in town would come up every single night. And we would sit there and wait to see what Keith Moon was going to wear that
really?
Night.
Really?
Because, yeah, well, one night he would show up and he would be in a full Queen of England costume, you know. And then the next night he'd be a Viking. And then the night after that he'd be Jack the Ripper. And then, you know, but we'd sit there and just go, this guy is amazing.
Yeah.
He's probably clinically insane.
Yes.
But the best drummer I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
And he was such a sweet guy. He was just the sweetest person in the world.
Really?
But he didn't know when to stop.
Was excess part of Keith Moon back in those days? Could you see something? There was a pattern forming with his behavior, whether it was with the drinking or not. Did you see anything in those days?
Well, there was no way of stopping Keith Moon. Keith Moon was one of those little kids that needed Ritalin.
Yeah.
You know, he would come over to your house and stay for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then he would go over to Ringo's house and stay for 2 weeks. And then, but having him in the house, he was such a fun guy that it was like fun having him there, but he would exhaust you, you know, because he was so crazy. He would just totally, after a while, you'd say, I've got to get some sleep.
Rock and roll showman Alice Cooper joins us this week ahead of his old Black Eyes Is Back 2020 tour of Australia. Now, in the US, you've done some dates recently to support your second record with supergroup The Hollywood Vampires, featuring Johnny Depp and Joe Perry. Alice, take us back to the inspiration, though, behind the original Hollywood Vampires at the Rainbow Room in the 70s.
You know, you go in there, and there's still ghosts in there. I mean, the ghosts of the vampires are still in there. You know, most of those guys passed away.
Yeah.
And when we put the musical band, the Hollywood Vampires, together, I was doing a movie with Johnny Depp. I was doing Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp in England. And I was telling him about the vampires.
Hmm.
And he said, why don't we put a little bar band together and just do songs from our dead drunk friends? And I said, that's a great idea. And right as I said that, Joe Perry was there, and Joe Perry says, I'm in.
No,
you know, from Aerosmith. And Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, I'm in. Pretty soon it was an all-star band. We played one gig in Los Angeles at the Roxy that was like maybe 100 people.
Right.
And the very next show we played was Rock in Rio with 250,000 people.
That's crazy. So is the reason that you've done David Bowie's Heroes now, is that also just as a nod of recognition to another fallen rock star?
Well, you know, yes, of course. And not only that, but, you know, the first album that we did with the Vampires, you know, it was like a tribute to all. So we did a lot of covers.
Yeah.
We did covers for John Lennon and Jim Morrison. We had Robbie Krieger playing on the Doors things, which was great to get the original guitar player on. Paul McCartney came in and played on the Badfinger song that we did. You know, all these guys were all wanted to be on that album. The second album, we decided, let's write all of our own material. So the second album, Rise, that's out now, is all original material, but we wanted to do two or three covers, and one of them was Heroes. Johnny wanted to do Heroes.
Yep.
And I said, well, great. I said, but you sing it. I'm not going to sing it. You sing it. And he says, well, I don't sing. And I said, you did Sweeney Todd, but you don't sing. And so, he went, oh, yeah, you're right, you know. But the rest of the songs are all all original hard rock, and the album really rocks. I mean, it's really a rock album.
The man who combined theatre with rock and roll, Alice Cooper, joins us on special guest co-host duties. Now, we're talking about AC/DC, and Angus Young took his duck walk from Chuck Berry. He's Guitar Hero, and you're involved in a new Chuck Berry documentary.
Well, to me, Chuck Berry was the greatest lyricist of all time.
Right.
All rock and roll that we play today, including the Stones, including the Who, including all the bands, is based on Chuck Berry.
Mm.
Because that blues riff that he came up with, we do variations of that riff. If I took a guy, one guy from the Stones, one guy from the Who, one guy from the Kinks, myself and somebody else, and we all got together, we would say, what do you guys want to play? And everybody would say Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
If he couldn't think of a word, a lyric, he would just make up a word.
Oh, yeah?
You know, he would say, like, don't give me no botheration.
That's right.
I don't think there's a word botheration.
No.
Or he'd say the coolerator. You know?
That's nuts.
And if you listen to a three-minute song like Maybelline or Nadine or any of those songs, he could tell a full story in 3 minutes. I listened to Chuck Berry to learn how to write lyrics.
It has been absolutely surreal having the undisputed king of shock rock, Alice Cooper, as our very special guest co-host on today's show. Old Black Eyes is back on tour in Australia next February. All the details on the My Generation Facebook page. I read once that your father was a minister and your mum was a straight shooter. Did Paul McCartney once ring your house asking for you?
Yes. Yes. Which was funny because he was leaving town. He forgot to pick up some toys for his kids at Disneyland. And I happened to be going to Disneyland that day with my kids, and he heard about it. And he calls up and he says, hello, is Alice there? You know? And my mom says, oh, yeah. She said, who is this? And he goes, well, it's Paul McCartney, you know? And she goes, yeah, right. I ended up getting all the toys for him so he could go home armed with Mickey Mouse and all the things.
How great.
But Paul and I have been friends for a long, long, long time.
That's incredible.
You know, when they say never meet your heroes, that really was not true because, you know, meeting the Beatles, they were the nicest guys. I had so much fun with those guys. The Stones were like that. Sinatra was like that. Elvis was like that. All the guys that were the top guys were the nicest guys.
You mentioned Frank Sinatra. He was like an Elvis to your mother. He was a real hero, and I'm sure that you having a photo with Frank Sinatra would have been a thrill for your mum.
Well, it was one thing that I did a favor for him. I got a friend of his into a baseball game. So about a year later, I get these tickets to the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
It was from Frank Sinatra playing the Hollywood Bowl. And I said, oh, how nice is that? I'm sitting there, and I get a tap on the show. I'm sitting there with Bernie Taupin. And he goes, hey, the boss wants to see you, too. So we went back, and I got those pictures taken that was, you know, with Frank.
Mm.
And he says, I'm going to do one of your songs tonight.
Oh, wow.
And it was a song called You and Me.
Oh,
that was a
brilliant
ballad that was a hit. Well, Frank Sinatra's doing one of my songs, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was my mom, when she found out that, you know, then she kind of realized I was in show business.
Yeah, that's right. You finally made it. You met Frank Sinatra, which brings us back to the beginning, which we mentioned at the start. The Old Black Eyes tour is back. Look, mate, we can't be more than thrilled. We're amazed that you're coming back to Australia again. And I know you've been here plenty of times, but February 2020 is going to be absolutely incredible. New band, sounds amazing. You're part of the tour at the moment in the States. You got your syndicated radio show, which is heard on this network as well, Nights with Alice Cooper. Mate, thank you so much for the chat. We really appreciate it. And make sure you swing by when you come to Australia.
Oh, absolutely. And we cannot wait to get there. I mean, everybody that ever goes to Australia, I tell them this all the time. I said, have you ever been to Australia? And they go, no. And I said, well, I said, you're going to want to move there.
Hey, mate, thank you so much for the chat. We really appreciate it, Alice, and we'll see you here in February.
All right, I'll see you backstage.
My Generation. Tune in for rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.